It's a recent children's concert at Kleinhans Music Hall. Parents and children are here to listen to music together.
Beautiful music.
Beautiful music.
Straight ahead.
Music has the power to touch the heart, to move you, to make memories that can last a lifetime. Nobody knows that better than Gene Settle of Buffalo. As a teenager, he was an usher here at Kleinhans. He was 16 when he ushered for a concert event that he says he will never forget.
Never seen anything like that night. It was just overwhelming.
This is London.
It was May 8th, 1945. Hitler was dead. The Japanese had yet to surrender. But it was the beginning of the end of the Second World War. British Prime Minister Winston Churchill signaled victory in Europe, VE Day, with his familiar V for victory sign.
Germany had surrendered.
Germany had surrendered, and Eugene Normandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra had been booked to play Kleinhans. At the last minute, Normandy changed the program for that evening, May 8th.
And it was changed to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
Beethoven's Fifth?
Yes.
How did that go?
The crucial part of it was bum, 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 bum.
Dot, 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 dash is Morse for V for victory. And if you ever see pictures of Churchill during that time, he's always showing V for victory. And it was a sort of a theme song for the Allies during World War II.
Dot, 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 da.
Longtime Buffalo News music critic Herman Trotter has a half dozen versions of Beethoven's Fifth, including one by the Philadelphia Orchestra.
I can't imagine the audience coming in knowing that the war in Europe was over and hearing that symbol of victory. It must have been a very tremendously moving experience.
The audience was just thrilled from the start. They came in just to have the war over and to be coming to a wonderful concert. Beethoven's Fifth was something else again. At the end of the Beethoven's Fifth, the audience rose as one person, applauding madly.
The Buffalo News reviewer that night wrote, "The symphony stirred the heart. It spoke of joy and victory, but also of compassion for a distraught and sickened world." The orchestra closed that evening with the Stars and Stripes Forever.
People were shouting and crying, hugging each other, weeping, yelling. I never thought that I would have an experience that has lasted my entire life, that has moved me as deeply as that night.
Music is like that. It touches the heart. It preserves memories. And here in Kleinhans, on May 8th, 1945, music proclaimed the approach of a new era and the end of a world war. In Buffalo, Rich Kelman reporting for WBFO News.